Early results are in from an effort to fight illegal dumping in North Philly, where vacant lots and street corners often fill up with tires, mattresses, and construction debris. The nonprofit North 10 started giving out vouchers that cover legal waste disposal last fall. Since then, they've distributed more than 250 of the vouchers that have been used to get rid of some 125 tons of waste. Mel Maris Gonzalez is with North 10.
We see that it's working. We see that they're using their vouchers. We see that they are paying out of pocket, even if it's a little difference. And the amount of trash that we're collecting is by the tons.
Each voucher covers the cost of disposing of a ton of construction and demolition waste at Richards S. Burns & Company Recycling Center in North Philly. A federal grant will help expand affordable housing in rural areas of Kent and Sussex counties in Delaware. WHYY's Serena Grossi has more.
The USDA awarded the Milford Housing Development Corporation nearly $1 million to build two dozen homes. It's going towards the nonprofit's self-help housing program, where groups of low-income families help build each other's homes. David Moore is the president and CEO of the nonprofit. He says most of the families they help make below $50,000 a year.
Price is a stopping point. You know, families can't afford $350,000 and $400,000 homes.
Under the program, a family's labor helps pay for the home and brings down the cost to be more affordable. Moore says the organization will soon break ground on a group of four homes using the grant funding. From the Delaware desk, Serena Grossi, WHYY News.
Well, clouds and sun as we make our way through this Monday afternoon. Right now, a little bit of sun coming down on Center City, Philadelphia, but plenty of clouds and stormy conditions threatening. Expect on and off showers, the potential for precipitation throughout the afternoon. Right now, 78 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting it up into the lower 80s.